Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wait. Are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, real Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Coming up on TMS, touch your ball to the screen.
I like the Sacramento Bee.
Heavy is the tooth that needs a crown.
I was Joe Pizza Man.
Wasabi birthday oil taste featuring the yellow unit.
Prime your hole.
Where does he get such wonderful paints?
On tour with Mega Therapy.
Short and curly and strong and burly.
Tweaking, twerking, booping, bopping.
Brian forgot the alcohol hole.
I'm with question mark.
I'm not taking number two.
Burgers all day, son.
Major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
There are several things that determine quality in beef. Marbling, age of the animal at the time of the slaughter, and color and texture.
What is cough?
Let's say, for example, you needed to cough.
Looking to retire and open a restaurant, a bounty hunter named Chip.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It is the morning stream for Monday, December 27th, 2021. My name is Scott Johnson. That guy's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Happy post-Christmas to you.
That's there. Right. This is wrestling day.
Yeah. It's wrestling day. Wrestle.
Yeah. Yesterday was boxing day. Today is wrestling day. Yeah. Everybody have at.
Yeah. UFC day is tomorrow. And... get ready for the mixed martial arts good times that are the tradition of American families everywhere. Hey, look at this.
It'll be great. It'll
I'm going to show
time.
This off. Brian sent me... I have to be careful when I drop the head. Brian, look what Brian sent me for Christmas, you guys. Look at this thing. This is so rad, and I'm terrified. I'll explain why in a second. But I'm a little scared. So this is this awesome bust of Batman. He has a base as well that he sits on. And yep. There's his little head. See, his head comes out right now. Batman's head is very removable.
You can put anybody's head in there. You can put M&M's. It'll be a little serving tray or something.
Yeah, Robin would say, "Holy headless horseman, Batman," when he takes that out. Anyway, I get to paint this, and I'm terrified because it's been a long time since I've permanently painted anything that wasn't digital.
Yeah.
And as you know, there's no Command Z in, in real painting.
You can paint over it. Like it's...
That's true. That's true.
You know, you make a mistake, you paint over it. And that's why I sent you a full spray can of primer.
Yep, look at
your
primer.
Your first thing, there it is right there, the lovely sound of a marble in there.
Yeah,
I mean, really, the first thing you should do, whether or not you even paint it, prime the whole thing, and it'll look really cool primed.
So I should prime him first, and I should do the head separate, because...
you should do all three pieces separately.
Okay, because they're going to plug into each other, obviously. You don't want to cover the hole and not prime the hole.
Right. Right.
You always need to prime your hole is what I'm hearing.
Prime your hole.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, if you make a mistake and it's just unfixable and it's too bad, I can always 3D print you another one, though.
I know. That's
this is the Pattinson Batman, by the way, the Robert Pattinson.
Oh, it is. I wondered about the jawline here. It's a little more of a, definitely more Pattinson than it is anybody else.
And the armor, apparently this is Eastman, designed by a guy named Eastman, who does these incredible superhero busts. Superhero and pop culture character bust. Like, he did this amazing Blade Runner Deckard this year that just looks so cool.
Ooh, that would be a cool one to print. Are you going to do one of those? Or
I'll probably do one of those.
That's really
cool. The one I sent you is officially the largest, second largest thing I've ever 3D printed.
What was the first
thing? Mjolnir behind me is the largest object I've made. And obviously, the Mjolnir behind me is made up of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pieces.
Is the handle one of them?
The handle is...
two of them.
Two of them.
Okay.
And the base of the handle is a third, yeah.
So. Oh, that thing is so cool. I always forget you 3D printed it.
Yeah, this one of the proudest print jobs.
Look at that thing, dude.
Paint job, sorry, is this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the whole handle is... Oh, no, take that back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven pieces on this guy.
Good Lord.
I think that's what I said. Yeah, 7 pieces.
Okay. So. But this one over here, this Batman, second largest that Brian has ever output.
Second largest thing I've printed. Yep.
Did it go the first time or did it explode in a stringy mess at any point?
No.
Okay.
No, because that's out of the resin. So you don't get stringy mess. The only problems you can get with resin is if stuff doesn't cure super well. And it's interesting, on the bottom of Batman's head, like the neck part that's exposed or that's not exposed, you can actually see some where it's not as clean.
Oh, I see.
And I think even on the bottom of the chest piece, you can actually feel the bumps that is what connects it to the supports that it has to print with.
Oh, I see. Yeah, a little
feels
bit.
Like chicken skin kind of thing.
But for the most part, I mean, this looks like something that just came right off the shelf. Like, I'm so impressed with that resin stuff. It's really something.
It does amazing work. And the other thing, I printed it hollow, number one, so it would take less film or less resin to print, and also it would be lighter to ship.
Sure.
But I forgot to do a hole so that I could cure, so that I could get alcohol inside the thing, cure the inside. Or clean or wash the inside, and also have it sink into my cleaning bath, because otherwise it floats, and I have to sit there for 6 minutes and hold this thing barely underwater so that it washes off.
Oh my gosh! It's like you had to drown Batman. That's amazing.
I basically had to hold Batman's head and body and that stand under the water, under the alcohol for the entire time.
I think that makes you Bane. That's who you are. That's the villain you are in the Batman
universe.
That
makes me Bane.
Yeah, yes. You're Bane.
Take your city back, Gotham. Your punishment will be more severe.
Well, all right. Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm glad you liked it.
Love it. I love it. I'm nervous about the painting.
Don't be afraid. Little by little, right? Like, prime the whole thing. Don't glue it together until it's done. Paint the head separate. I sent you some paints, but I didn't send you any flesh color, so you're on your own for that.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, because the patents and jaws there. I gotta
right. I sent you black, a dark blue, a dark gray.
Yeah. All the Batman.
You'll probably want like 4 or 5 more colors anyway, but at least that gets you started.
And this is a brand I should seek out. This what's it called?
Vallejo.
Vallejo. Ooh, Vallejo.
Yeah, Vallejo makes really good. Really good paints. Citadel is good also, but they're a little more expensive than Vallejo. And it's funny, I was gonna pick you up some like these brushes that were $4 each, and the guy at Hobby Town said, if you want to save some money, these brushes right here come in a pack of like 5, and they're as good or better than the Army Painter brushes you were looking at.
Tacklon is the brand.
That's it. Tacklon. Yes. It's a good, really good set of brushes.
All right. I'm into it. And you just put one drop per eye of the paint in your eye like this.
Yes, exactly. And then Batman will look painted when you put those drops in your eye.
Yeah, everything will, turns out. The whole world will be painted.
Exactly.
Well, all right.
So,
I'm excited.
Have fun with it. It's, you're not going to be graded on it. It's...
I know, but I feel like I'm going to show it off on here when I'm done, or even in process, we'll show it on TMS.
You should even do it actually do a live stream where you paint and stuff like that. I think it would be fun.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, I love it, and I think it's my favorite thing I got this year, I think.
Oh, shut up. Really?
I think so. Like, Kim and I already gave each other a couch earlier in the year, and we said we're not doing Christmas, because couches are so damned expensive, we just didn't do anything else.
Right.
And other than that, I mean, I love my Secret Santa. I like my...
Yes. Oh, I know. My Spider-Man hat, the Secret Santa hat, my Spider-Man... Or my Spider-Man. My Spider-Man hat that my Secret Santa handmade knit for me, which I have upstairs. Just super cool. So, all right. I'll tell you what my... One of my favorite presents this year. So, this last summer went up to Glenwood Springs. I think I talked about it. We had the whole family up there.
And
had this house up there, and
this is the one where one of the cars is in a ditch.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly right. It was that trip. And on so we were there, I think, a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And one of those nights, my contribution was that I put myself in the kitchen, I put a big old apron on, I made up a ton of dough, and I did nothing but make pizzas for all 14 of us, like constantly, like, all right, what do we need? Do we need another veggie? I'll make another veggie. And I rolled out the dough and sauced it up and cheese and all that stuff. And sure. So I was Joe Pizza Man for that evening, my contribution to the cooking that weekend.
Sure.
My niece's boyfriend drew me in our little family Secret Santa. We do that so that we don't have to go broke getting presents for everybody.
Yeah.
He drew my name. Didn't like send an email. Hey, what are some of the things you want? You like Star Wars, or you like Spider-Man, or whatever? I'll send you blah, blah, blah. He took it upon himself to get a really nice wooden pizza peel, which is the thing that you put under the pizza to get it out of the oven or to turn it.
Big, that's flat the name wooden of that thing? A pizza peel?
Yeah. A pizza peel, yeah.
Never heard of that.
I think
that's
P-E-A-L,
great.
I think.
Okay.
That's
great.
And then he had it custom engraved as Uncle's Pizza with like a logo and a picture of a pizza on it, and the date that we all went up to the cabin for that weekend. Like, it is the coolest.
That's great.
Yes.
I love that kind of stuff because it's way better than just, oh, I got you a box at the store that might be cool and you might like it, or
right,
whatever.
Exactly.
Instead, it's got some meaning or whatever.
No,
look, it's like it's a P-E, double E.
P-E-E-L. Okay, yeah. So it's P-E-E-L. Okay.
Okay, all right. I'd never known what that was called. I just assumed it was like pizza spatula or...
Yeah, I know.
Stone oven.
We already have the term spatula. Why don't we just use that?
Yeah.
But I guess it's because it's a much more specialized... item. They have the big metal ones. We had those at the pizza places I worked at, and
they had like poison on the front, Cinderella, a little bit of rat. Big metal
right,
ones
exactly.
They had, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Very, very cool. Yeah.
Well, as part of my Christmas tradition, this is the third time that a Christmas has featured this particular tradition in my life. Third time only in my entire life. I popped off a crown during Christmas once again.
Oh,
yeah, it was pretty great. Here was the scenario.
Pecan pie or something?
It's so much worse, dude. Like, you'd hope it'd be like something good and like something from dinner or whatever. No, it was, and I know these do this. Like, I'm so stupid. Van has a little box that Kim keeps in the drawer or in the cat or the, what do you call it, the pantry, called Van's snack box. So he'll go, snacks, snacks. And that means he wants one of the things out of the thing. So we go and we open it. And in there is a little pouch of fruit snacks. And I'm like, I haven't had a fruit snack in a long time. I might try one of those. Give me one of those.
Yeah.
First thing I do, bite down on that thing, creates a suction vacuum, boop, pops off my frickin' crown.
Oh.
Now, the nice thing is there's so much cement on that thing that it's like nothing. It doesn't even hurt. It's just exposed now. So I got to go in there Tuesday at 2:00, get the damn thing put back on. It's all in one piece, so it won't take much. They probably wouldn't have to deaden me. They just have to go in and, you know, create a little laser etching in there to make it so it'll be a rough edge to hit the rough edge and then stay with the cement.
Right.
And then I'll get out of there, and they probably won't even charge me because last time they didn't. I don't know. Maybe they will. The important part is a Christmas miracle happened in my mouth, and I was so mad. So the kid heard me swear real loud. I went,
shit,
as loud as I could.
Listen, we've heard him swear. It's no big deal.
Yeah. Like, what I say is tame compared to what he says. So that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. Yeah. Other than that, kind of uneventful. We canceled all the giant gatherings and did small stuff, and they were all fine. We had a fine time. Although, I witnessed something that made me laugh. I almost forgot. I did forget to put this in the thing. I just thought you'd like this from sort of a social experiment point of view. I'm at a New Year's, or sorry, a Christmas Eve kind of hangout. And it was on purpose with some friends who had a very small group coming. They had like 6-7 people is all. And everyone's vaxxed. And I'm like, all right, we feel okay about that. We'll come over there and eat a little bit. And they had these amazing ribs and just like really good food. And it's my buddy Darren, and they're great. We love these guys. Mm-hmm. So we're hanging out with these guys, and the room started to fill up a little bit. And Kim and I are like, yeah, we're probably going to go. Not just because of that, but we told Carter we'd meet her at home for a movie. She was with some friends, and so we thought we'd do that. And so we're about to leave, and I notice Darren's brother is over in the kitchen, and he's looking over at me while talking to Darren's wife. So kind of like talking her side mouth while staring at me.
While looking at you. Yeah.
And I can tell what he's doing is trying to confirm with her that I am who he thinks I am. He doesn't remember me is what I'm saying. Okay. So he's trying to like, he doesn't want to be embarrassed and go, hey, I'm, you know, whatever. Yeah. Who are you? And then realize that.
Again?
And I've seen this guy a million times, right? So he's doing that. And I go, right in the middle of it, I just had the forethought to go, I know what's happening here. I understand the visual transaction that's happening. And I go, hey, like this. Like, hey, what's going on? Like, just kind of interrupt it. He's like, oh, hey. And I'm like, yeah. And I went over there and I said, hey, his name, I shouldn't say it. Well, I can say his name. His name is Chet. And I went over there. I said, Chet, how's it going, Chet? It's nice to see you. And he's like, hey, you. You know, he just could not remember. It was great. It was just a great little like curb slash Seinfeld.
You almost
moment.
Want to like say, I was thinking we should get t-shirts, and mine would say, "Hey, I'm with Chet." And do you know what yours would say? What would yours say?
Yeah, what would yours say? I'm with question mark. Anyway, it was a pretty funny little moment between us that was shared. All right,
awesome.
Let's get to some fun. You know,
yeah.
Not that that wasn't fun. It was, but
it was definitely fun.
There's more fun to be had. And I don't know if Dunaway says it shows us a way, so maybe I didn't communicate with him. Let's see, actually. Maybe I should just say to him real quick, hey, you on today for TMS?
I thought you weren't doing a show today.
Yeah, he might say.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. He might say.
I can't do a Brian Dunaway, and I'm never going to try. Like, I think I can do a reasonable Randy Deluxe, but I don't think I can pull off a Brian Dunaway.
The Randy is tricky, but you do a reasonable one.
Oh, yes. Well, did I ever tell you about the time that I...
the time he was in Canada all week and we can't talk to him very well? Go ahead, sorry.
Canada. Might be able to do his southern accent that he does at the beginnings of film sacks.
Oh, yeah. Three special steps.
Thank you for coming to the Howard Johnson's Inn and Suites, and I'm here to present to you the three rules for resurrecting your matrix.
Yeah, number one.
Step one.
Machete. Say machete. All right. Hey, look who it is. Oh, wait, I can't. Here we go. That guy right there is Brian Dunaway joining us from South Carolina in his own, you know, Christmas miracle. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hey, man. What are you doing?
Hello.
How was your Christmas? How you feeling?
It was fantastic. It is a Monday, so you know how I feel about Mondays, and it is the last Monday of the year.
Yeah. Are you working today, or you get the week off? What's going on?
No, I'm at the house today, Scott. Oh, I took the whole week off.
The whole week. See, I love it when people take the week off between Christmas and New Year's. I used to do that every year.
Yeah. Hey,
I highly recommend it, especially if you're planning on launching a new podcast in January.
Yeah,
so you
no
gotta
kidding.
Get on it. You gotta plan.
That's right. We got ideas and plans. Hey, real quick, can you confirm this is you? I'm gonna play something and you need to tell us if this is really you. So hold on.
I'm so tired of all the bullshit. I hope your day is good.
That's you, right? That is you.
I don't. It sounds like me.
Yeah.
I do so much crazy crap. That sounds like something I would have sent to Scott.
Yep.
Like over a. That sounds like me. Is it me?
It is definitely you. It's a text. It's a voice memo you sent me on your phone like a year ago, and it's amazing. And I want to keep it forever. And so I did. And now have it permanently
idea.
In my
it's
life.
It's the perfect plan.
Yeah, it's the perfect plan, hatched by the perfect planners. It's good to have you here. We're gonna play Babel Royale. Freaking Monday edition unit deal, the squirm, I think. Brian's going to explain how it works and who's going to win what. Brian?
Exactly right. Welcome to the morning squirm, a back and forth trivia game where our players will match wits on topics that Mike made. Mike might
make.
Ryan Seacrest want to cancel his New Year's Rockin' Eve. Scott and Brian are going to take turns answering multiple choice trivia questions, and if they get them wrong, the other player gets a point. The player with the most points after five questions wins the prize for their contestant, and our contestants will be pulled from the member of the Tadpole that aren't able to listen live. Speaking of those contestants, Scott, you're going to be playing for Meredith from Sacramento, California.
the capital of the state of California,
that
Sacramento.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
And a lovely city with a newspaper called the Sacramento Bee.
Ooh, and you've been there a few times,
I've been
right?
There. I've been to, there's a couple of bee newspapers, and I do like those bees.
Oh, you do,
Brian,
like
you're going to be playing for Joe H. from Kirksville, Missouri.
Missouri.
Joe Missouri. H, you say, or Joel H?
Joe H.
Joe H.
Joe H.
H.
And the winner is going to get copies of Bee Simulator and Swine HD Remaster on Steam, courtesy of Wesley.
I don't know what that is. Ooh.
The runner-up is going to get a copy of Deadly Days on Steam.
Nice.
So,
Bee Simulator. I wonder how that is. That scares me just slightly, a Bee Simulator.
No kidding. Yeah. All the Bee. Well, hopefully the Sacramento player wins the Bee Simulator, and it's just like working at the newspaper.
Yeah, no kidding.
I hope it's in VR, and I hope you had to shake your butt at the Queen Bee.
Let me look here real quick. Live the big adventure
like
of a
Oculus
small
VR game where you have to like direct the other bees to where the honey
you
is.
To,
the,
right, you, the, you have to next... you have to put the controller in your back pocket and go.
Oh, interesting.
Oh no, I meant just to left. Oh no, I meant to right. Oh,
you actually control. I figured this was like a bee colony thing. You actually control a bee. It's like a bee.
A
singular bee and his ventures through life, and not voiced by Jerry Seinfeld, however.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
What is the deal with Fallen?
What's up with that? I never saw the Bee movie. Everyone always says, like, there's a whole generation of people.
That's a great movie.
Generation of people who were kids at the time or whatever, they all swear it's the greatest thing on the planet and underrated and should have gotten sequels. Never saw it. Never saw it.
It's all right. I wouldn't say it's the greatest thing on the planet. I'd say it's good.
No. If you're a Seinfeld fan, I think you definitely should watch it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm in. But I remember contemporaries of mine. It's not that old. It came out in like, I don't know, mid-2000s or something.
Right.
And at the time, you know, adult reviewers and stuff were like, this is shit. Stay away from it. It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then if you were a kid then, I guess it's just your favorite thing.
Yeah. Luckily, a lot of time has passed. It'll be good. You'll enjoy it.
It's kind of a meme now, I guess.
It has become one, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Well, anyway, to our questions, Brian.
Let's get to the questions.
Yeah.
All right. I think Brian won last time. We're going to start with Scott.
All right.
Scott.
Yeah.
You should consider eating your own boogers. Scientists have found that boogers may help which of these things? A, they'll give you longer hair and nails. B, they'll strengthen your immune system. C, they will aid with digestion. Or D, it'll help you reduce stress.
Okay, well, before I answer this... All right, gross.
Gross.
Exactly. I'm sorry, give me those one more time.
Absolutely. Does it give you stronger hair and nails? Does it strengthen your immune system? Does it aid with digestion? Or does it reduce stress?
All right, I'm going to guess it strengthens the immune system because that's the only thing you could get out of it. The whole reason that you accumulate matter in your nose and the reason you have hair there is to filter out contaminants. So if you're gross, if you're eating that stuff, then you're probably somehow adding, or you know, you're challenging your immune system. So I'm gonna say that.
Let me show you something, nostrils. All right. I can handle it.
Yeah. Nom, 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 nom.
Is it strengthening your immune system? It is, and Scott gets the point. Yeah, in 2013, Scott Knapper, an associate professor at biochemistry at the University of Saskatchewan, proposed this theory and found out that, yes, it actually can help boost your immune system.
Now, let me
ask you... I'll take the cold. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no kidding. Let me ask you this question, Brian, our host here, our game show host, not the other Brian.
Sure.
Here's what I'll ask you. If you were told, Brian, you are guaranteed to never get COVID ever...
Yeah.
You are immune to COVID forever, no matter the variant, no matter whatever.
This is going.
Sure.
And all you have to do is one of two things. You have a choice.
Uh-huh.
You eat boogers all day for a full day.
Just like every meal is boogers.
Yeah. Or
God, I couldn't do it.
Or you lick a public toilet at Mile High Stadium. Oh,
good Lord. Well, I'm definitely not taking number two.
Okay.
Number literally. Two.
So number one, then. So number one, you'd eat boogers all day.
Yeah, I'd
eat
your boogers all day.
My own boogers?
Yeah.
Sure.
My own boogers would be better than somebody else. Yeah, somebody else's, you know, toilet seat. I mean.
Poor Stephanie in the chat.
I know.
Ruined
her
day.
She's really, like,
yeah. I feel bad for those who can't even think about boogers, because I'm the kind of person that if I accidentally get a booger on my hand, I can't even look at it. I'll just start gagging.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to hold it out and make somebody else take care of it? Like, run around?
I do. It's, you know, some people faint at the sight of their own blood. I gag
at the sight of your own boogers.
Booger. Yeah. And you can't get a booger off your finger no matter how. It's like, I get it off.
Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, my God.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Humans are gross. Actually, all animals are, but we know how gross it is. An animal doesn't know, but we know.
Right. We know.
Yeah, we know what's up. All right.
That's why Puck never should have stuck his fingers in the peanut butter. All right. Brian. Yes. Brian, during the 1800s, straitjacket pajamas and tying hands to bedposts were two typical ways to A, remove evil spirits from the body, B, stop kids from masturbating, C, keep people from sleepwalking, or D, prevent young girls from having sex.
Oh my God!
All right, so you say
straight jacket pajamas and tying hands to bedposts,
right? And this is the 1800s, right?
1800s, yes.
We were really hung up on the no masturbation thing in the 1800s. So I just can't. I just gotta feel like.
How do you know this? Really, is this a Wikipedia article you read or something? Or did you watch a documentary about this? How do you know
traveler. He's a time lord.
Oh, my God. Everything that you see from the 1800s, any type of... Okay, so you know I like watching the... You know, I look in the Guinness Book of World Records. I also like to look at old, you know, old technology.
Please tell me what world record has
No. The number of times you didn't get to masturbate. Number one record. No, I mean, we also have like we have this surgical museum in my hometown, and I go in and you get to see all this stuff that's terrifying, right? Yeah, and I just remember a lot of stuff that I've read about the 1800s, especially when it comes to like advertisements and that kind of stuff. And the social climate and everything. It was always like against masturbation. And so I just feel like that would be the thing. I don't know. Right. I could be wrong.
Okay. All right.
We'll
is the
out.
Answer to stop kids from masturbating? It is. Well done. Yeah. Look at you guys.
Wow. Look at this. Two right answers in a row. What even is this?
That's
what's
right.
going on?
Exactly. Okay.
Right. Can't stop me, though. Nope. I have feet.
Yep. Oh.
All right. Let's get back to Scott on this one.
Gross.
Yeah. Get ready.
Yeah.
This disgusting medieval remedy is making a comeback and is used today in some hospitals to treat leg ulcers, pressure sores, and infected wounds. Is it leeches, live snails, maggots, or cat urine? Treating leg ulcers, pressure sores, and infected wounds.
So all three of those have an infection component, so I have to think it's maggots because they eat that sort of stuff. Like it's a natural thing for them. And I, you know, the tendency here is to go like leeches because leeches are an old school thing, but I gotta think I gotta think it's that maggots.
Is the answer maggots? I guess you guys are figuring this game out. Yes, indeed. It is maggots.
Nice.
That's amazing.
So, fly maggots maggot therapy was introduced in the USA in 1931, and according to the National Library of Medicine, it is currently used for the treatment of some intractable wounds.
Mm. Yeah. I played bass for maggot therapy for 2 years straight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were great. They're not so good now, but they were great.
Yeah, not so, yeah, no. They've had a lot of turnover in the band. And some of those old songs just don't.
They just don't hold up. No, through. Not like they used to. Just not like
I like this topic of or theme that you're running through. It's like medical science of the weird.
Yes, it really is. And man, I'm just looking at the chat room.
Brian calls it, he calls it the squirm for a reason.
I warn you. I totally warn you. Yeah.
Didn't I warn you?
Brian. The human mouth is a saliva factory. Ugh. How many gallons of spit does a person produce each year?
No.
That's gross.
I've been saving a few of these up to just like rip the Band-Aid off all at once. I've got far worse ones that I just don't ask on the show.
Right.
By the way.
It's a strong end to the year.
That's a good really
one. Yeah, we definitely have to have a Patreon level of the questions we didn't ask.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah, maybe. Mm. Oh, poor Stephanie is out. I think she's...
No, I'm stay, out. Stephanie,
I'm
stay.
Not talking about...
Oh, I did give you... Let me give you your choices. I did.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right, your choices are 87 gallons, 115 gallons, 43 gallons, or 78 gallons.
Oh, I swear, I feel like I could probably, like, whenever you get, like, nauseous, God, you can, yeah. like, you can, like, spit out, like, a gallon in a day. No problem, right? let's see, there's 365 yeah. in a year. They'll say the average, what was the one closest to, like, about 150? Say those one that's, like,
115. So going from smallest to largest, we have 43, 78, 87, and 115.
I'm going to go 115.
115. Is the answer 115? It is.
Oh, my gosh. God, what?
You have not missed one yet.
That's amazing.
115 gallons produced every year.
Every year.
That's every right. year, man.
Man.
You swallowing that spit. What are you doing right. with it?
I need one right. of those Freeman those suits bookers. Or Fremen suits.
Capture I'll give you guys a little bit of a break with the last question here. This is going to Scott.
Okay.
Listen, Scott, you know, you're working out at the gym, you're getting nice and strong, but you're never going to be stronger than your own human hair. A full head of human hair is strong enough to lift what? 45 pounds, 23 pounds, 1 ton, or 13 tons?
Oh my gosh.
A full head of human hair. I don't know what this is like, but I hear what a full head of human hair is like.
I know how much Superman's will with John Cryer. He
right? Yeah.
Yeah. We know how much one strand will do.
All right. I feel like I want to go high, but not too high, so I'm going to say a ton.
All right. Is the answer 1 ton? It is not.
Damn it.
Wins the game for his contestant. Also gets a chance to answer this just for bragging rights. You have left 45 pounds, 23 pounds, or 13 tons.
13 tons, man.
13 tons.
We could lift a caterpillar. I don't know. What can we lift with that? How many tons? I don't even know what a ton is. I know what a ton is.
What do you mean a caterpillar? Oh, you mean like the earth
mover. Caterpillar truck. Yeah,
right.
Construction vehicle.
Right. Okay.
Indeed, it is 13 tons. A full head of human hair can lift. Yes.
I should have gone all the way. That's crazy. That's got to be like Bayonetta hair. Who's got hair that does that? That's got to be like
Crystal Gale can lift.
She can probably. Is she still around? She's still with us.
I think she's still with us.
Her hair is.
You think they're just when she does go? And I'm not trying to hasten her end, but when she goes, are they going to bury her in a cocoon of her own hair? Is that how they're going to do it?
Just I guess. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Like wrap her in.
Yeah.
A single strand of hair can hold 3 ounces in weight, approximately 3 ounces in weight, and then when you pull all of that together. One head of hair can lift up to 13 tons, the weight of two elephants.
Wow.
If you have long bang hair and you also wear glasses, you know how much freaking hair will lift with those stupid glasses.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, do you think you're short and curlies or strong and burlies? Do you think that?
I would think they would be more fragile, actually.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, a little more breakable. All right.
Well, yeah, they're kind of brittle.
They're flat, which is what makes them curly, and so they probably be more easy to.
Hold on
to
a second, that is news to me. They're like if you microscope that business, they're flat.
Yeah, that's like, why they're curly.
So they ribbon like a ribbon.
Weird. I didn't know that.
You got like little ribbons down there, Scott.
Wait a minute. Why do you know that? How come that's a thing you know? That's crazy.
I don't know why I know that.
How did you not know that, Scott? Jeez, don't you ever visit the internet?
I've never been that curious, to be honest. It's like, why are they curly?
Why is my pubic hair curly?
Well, all right then. This has gone well, and we gave prizes to who's our winner? Missouri,
Our winner is Joe from Kirksville, Missouri. He wins. He's going to get a copy of Beast Simulator and Swine HD Remastered. But don't worry, Meredith from Sacramento, you are going home with Deadly Day. Is also on Steam.
All right, here's your sound file for your winning today there, Joe.
I don't like bees.
There you go. Enjoy your prizes. Brian will send those to you ASAP in your email. And in the meantime, me and Brian Dunaway here have some, well, we've already announced it, but we'll just make more noise about it. The 3rd of January, so that's like in what?
Next Monday.
Next Monday?
A week from today,
Next Monday, we launch... Play Retro at frogpants.com/playretro. Now, you might be saying, wait a minute, retro, what? Brian and I have had a passion for retro games for a very, very long time. And yes. So in a very sinister move, we have decided to joust our way. we're going to do a show all about retro games, and we're going to get real serious about it. I'm super excited because we both have a lot of passion for this. It will. A lot of people have gone, but you're keeping the Boop Show, right? No. The Boop Show is being put on the hiatus shelf because we're moving on to a new project. I don't know if people know this, but we don't have clones of ourselves, and it's hard to do more things when you're already full. So we are swapping it out, and we're going to do this for a while, and very excited about it. It's all ready to pre-subscribe to on whatever your app is, or if you use an Apple Podcast or a Google. I got the Google thing. They're always late, but I got it. Spotify, Amazon Music, all of them, they have it. It's ready to go. There's nothing there yet, but you can go sub to it early, and then on the third, you can get it. If you want to watch us do it live, we're going to use the Boop time slot, 3:30 Mountain Time, on Mondays, and record live. So, yeah, this coming Monday. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, a week from today.
Yeah, this coming Monday. Yeah. January 3rd, 2022, baby.
That's right. Super stoked.
Would that be our first podcast? No, because we'll be doing Film Sec before then, right?
Yeah, we'll do Film Sec.
No.
Right. Wait. The day before. Yeah.
Wait, are we doing? Yeah, we are doing Film Sec because we're doing The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
The new one. Yes.
We were supposed to watch over the weekend and we didn't. So I think I am. The first watch will be for Film Sec, I think, for me.
Cool. I agree. That's me too. First watch is going to be for Film Sec. I didn't want to.
Same here.
Yeah. I didn't want to do it before then. Right. It's so close.
As if it's horrible, I don't want to have to watch it twice.
Right.
Yeah. So there you have it.
But I'm so excited about next Monday because we're going to talk about, we're probably going to talk about Joust.
Yeah, we're launching the episode with Joust. Oh, yeah. Joust is
so going to be, are you guys just going to be riffing on it live or are you doing it like current geek style where it's like a scripted going through and talking about
the history? Totally live. We're going to keep that aspect of it cool. And do it live on the stream every Monday at 3:30 Mountain Time. So we'll continue to do the live thing and we got all kinds of cool ideas. I'm so excited about it. And everything's awesome. Set. Like, we've never been more prepared for anything. That's the other weird thing about this. Yeah, we're not just winging it.
That's because it took a month. We said, you know what we should do? We should take off in December and make a plan.
Yeah, and we did and work that. At it. And we've been doing that every day. Talking, working, tweaking, janking, lurking, burking, all of it.
Tweaking?
Yeah, we've been tweaking. We've been tweaking on the weekend. Anyway, check it out. frogpants.com/playretro for details. Brian Dunaway, anything else you want to make? You've been playing a lot of retro, like on stream. You still doing that this week? What's going on?
Yeah, I've been playing for a couple weeks now, Phantasy Star 4, and I've also been goofing around in VR. I got my Oculus Quest 2, already had a 1, but I decided to take it to the next level. Uh-huh. Yeah, and so I've been playing Joust in my VR world.
How do you do that? So you just do it like you plug it into the PC and play it through the...
I'm using the Air Link, and so you can go to Oculus Home, and you can set up an arcade cabinet, and I put in a monitor in there, and I just stream my retro arch from there, and we'll talk all about this.
That's awesome.
On how to set up your virtual world. We'll also probably talk about when Scott's going to finally finish that main cabinet he's been working on for a long time. So
now I have some motivation to actually push through. Right. I got to talk to my brother-in-law Steve. He has all my hardware. All right. He was supposed to make the prototype, and we never made it work. But just everyone understands, he's not just playing on a screen in a virtual world. It's a full-blown Joust cabinet in the world, and he's playing
on a Joust cabinet in the virtual world.
That's right. If you're going to play it right.
Yeah. So we're going to bring digital, or we're going to bring retro and modern together in weird ways, and I don't know. People are going to like this show, so do check it out starting next Monday. Brian Dunaway, have a fantastic day.
Know you.
Kiss our butts. All right, he's out of here. He's out of here.
Out. Out.
All right, well done. Stephanie, we promise no more grossness today. Instead,
maybe she's gone. I don't know. Maybe she's still here. But,
maybe she made it back. If not, sure. Sometimes sometimes it happens. It just means that she's got the reason humans are so at the top of the food chain is we've developed these reactions to things that keep us alive longer. I can't think there's a word for this. Anyway, we'll call it that, a defense mechanism. And you know what? She's just using her defense. That's all it is. Quick, the news.
In the News is sponsored by... You'll find quality in our corner.
Hey, look, it's the news, and it's brought to you by...
By Narfy, a TMS patron who says, I'm an artist that posts occasionally on Instagram when I'm not at work and have no time or have time to doodle. When they do have time doodle, it would make more sense if they had time to doodle.
Yeah.
My Instagram is /narfinarf, but that's spelled KNARFIEKNARF. So narf. KNARF, Narfy Narf.
Yeah, there it is right there on screen. You can see some cool art. That's awesome. And always happy to showcase cool stuff from our patrons. If you're like, wait, I'm a patron and I'd like to do that, there's an ongoing thread on the patreon.com/TMS site where you can tell us what cool thing you do, and we'll talk about it on the show. a couple of quick stories here. Hey, Brian, there's a new dog phone out. Have you heard of the dog phone?
The dog phone? I have not heard about the dog phone. Scott, tell me.
Let me tell you more about the dog phone. This phone lets pets video call their owners when they're home alone.
Like the pet actually gets to choose when they call?
Yeah.
Which not the horrendous.
Not the people.
Constant.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a nightmare. I don't know how this is even working, but it says here, fetching sticks and chew toys may be a thing of the past. As researchers at the University of Glasgow, that's in Scotland. Hey, I told you the chuck was... I can't do it. Anyway, they have created a clever ball that allows dogs to video call their owners when they're feeling lonely. This will not work because my dogs are always lonely if we're not here.
Yeah, yeah.
Designed to tackle separation anxiety in pets, dog phone is a soft ball fitted with an accelerometer, which will phone owners or call owners when the dog shakes it. When a movement is sensed, a signal is sent to a laptop, which launches a video call. Yeah, but what about your phone? I'm not going to have my laptop with me. Oh, I see.
No, no,
I see.
Yeah, there are the laptops at home with the ball.
So ball to laptop to call to you. Okay.
Right, exactly.
This is from Dr. Ilina Herensky-Douglas, a specialist in animal-computer interaction at the University of School of Computing Science, worked for or with her 10-year-old Labrador, Zach, in creating the device. Part of the process, Zach was left to play with the toy for 16 days over a period of 3 months. While there were some accidental calls, researchers showed that Zach showed Dr. Ilina his ball on the screen, suggesting he wanted to play with her. The doctor responded back to Zach talking to him and showing him around her office. I kind of love this idea, but I don't think I could ever actually do it.
No, and it feels like you're really just setting up the dog for more disappointment.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I want to play ball. Can we play ball? No, still at work.
Yeah.
Go play. Yeah, go play with yourself.
Go do something
I like the dog can butt dial the owner accidentally.
Like literally hit it, like smack it with its butt, and it'll be enough to start a call.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
That's great. I've seen those things where dogs can push a bunch of buttons and they know what they mean. Have you seen that? It's like,
no.
I don't even know what this is called. Someone in the chat may know. It's like an array of buttons, and they're labeled. Like, if there's a button that's like labeled, I'm thirsty.
Treat
or treat. Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. And so if the dog wants to go for a walk, it walks over to these buttons and knows to paw the one that says walk, and will hit it like repeatedly until you get up and go help the dog or take a walk. And they're really, it's amazing. I've seen like mostly TikTok videos, but you see these dogs. dog talk is what I was thinking of. They're just pushing the buttons and telling the owners what they want and when they want it. I don't see any reason why you couldn't tie that into a phone call as well. Like
totally.
Yeah. More than the ball easily, even? I don't know.
Does your dog whack the back door when they want to go outside?
Yeah.
Or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. They hit the door or they... depends on the dog. Boomer will just go... like that.
Uh-huh.
Ripley will get up and smack the doorknob.
Oh, wow. See, that's cool.
And Rainer just dances by it. Just a little dance.
Yeah.
Spaz dance.
Yeah, Daisy whacks the door. And sometimes she misses, so it's just like a little whiff. Yeah. But if we see it, it's like, oh, okay, she wants to go out, which is great. Perfectly trained.
P. Crumb in the chat says, it's a terrible idea. Dogs are needy as F. Yeah. I mean,
they are.
That's why I don't think I'd do it. But anyway, that's kind of cute. Here's one more story for you. It's in the dog story range.
Oh, good.
As well.
More dog news. Today in dog news.
Yeah, today in dog news. A woman says gifts in her luggage, so she traveled, had some gifts for Christmas, were replaced with dog food. Now,
oh, that darn TSA.
I do have some questions about this headline. Woman says gifts in her luggage were replaced by dog food. Shouldn't that
be
with?
With dog food, yeah. They were replaced by TSA agents with dog food.
Because otherwise that's saying dog food did the replacing.
Right, right.
A New Hampshire woman, that's where the hobbits live in America, American hobbits,
It's a new place where they live.
I almost watched. I don't know what got into my head the other night. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
I almost watched The Hobbit, the first one. I don't know why. I don't even like it.
There are other things on your list to watch.
There are plenty other things. You're totally right about this. In fact, one of them, one thing I did watch, because Kim got in the mood, I don't even know if I want to say what it was. It's embarrassing.
Oh, really?
I'll probably bring it up Wednesday.
Oh, God. Tell me. Hallmark movie?
No. It's worse. Maybe it's not worse. Can we agree? Okay, we can agree that Sandra Bullock is America's sweetheart, or was, or is, or she's something, right? She's great. We like her.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all I'll say for now. Wednesday, I'll tell you why.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you watch? Well, you'll have to tell me if you watched that new thing with her where she's like a cop killer.
Oh, an ex-con or whatever. I have not seen that yet. I kind of want to, though. I want to see how that is.
Yeah, I do, too. Unforgiven? Not Unforgiven. That's a whole different thing.
I'd really like a Bird Box follow-up. I thought that was rad. That take on apocalyptic sort of zombie whatever ideas. I mean, it was basically... it's a Quiet Place, except it was with Sight.
Right, it's Sight, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but I really enjoyed that. All right, a New Hampshire woman got an unpleasant surprise this month when she returned home from Europe. Gina Sheldon spent about 2 weeks between Italy and Paris for business purposes, managed to squeeze in some holiday shopping during her stay. When she got home, began unpacking her luggage, she discovered the gifts she had packed had all gone and were replaced by random items, in particular, dog food. She says, I opened a third bag that had all the gifts and that I bought for myself, and it was replaced with dog food, an old T-shirt, a shaving cream bottle, she says. She says there was $3,000 worth of $3,000 worth of gifts that were missing.
Oh my gosh.
It looks like somebody just swapped bags.
Leather jackets, leather purses.
Yeah. My guess
is
either...
Do you think that she may have just done her shopping with Ambien and didn't realize, oh, I bought a leather purse, but really it's a can of Barbasol. Or, oh, I bought a leather jacket for my daughter, and really it's a T-shirt that says my mom went to France and all I got was this T-shirt.
When you were a kid, did any old people read you a book about the guy whose wife went to visit somebody and he had to grocery shop on his own? And so when he bought, he knew what he liked, but he couldn't see very well. But he thought, well, I know what I like, so I'll be fine. So he bought spaghetti, but it turns out it was wax paper. He bought spaghetti sauce, but it was coffee.
This is like a children's book?
Yeah. Does anyone remember this book? It got read to me so much when I was young, when I was little. It's just really burned into my head. It was kind of a Mr. Magoo thing, but not... But it wasn't Mr. Magoo.
Actual Mr. Magoo. No. Everybody's saying Mr. Magoo, Mr. Magoo.
They're asking, because that's how the cartoons were definitely like this, but there was a book.
Oh, I'll buy some spaghetti.
They were all Mr. Howell, right? Wasn't that who it was?
Yeah, it was Jim Beckus, yeah.
Oh, someone needs to find the name of that book. It was not Magoo, though, branded. It was just some little old man. And when his wife came home, she fixed it all for him, and it was cute and everything. But he bought all the wrong things, because they all look like what he was used to, but they were something else inside. Mm. So he didn't like coffee, but the spaghetti sauce can looked like the coffee can. So he, you know.
Maybe Take John might have found it. Loaf of bread, a container of milk, and a stick of butter.
No, that's the thing from Sesame
Street.
That's
the Magoo? Oh, okay.
That's that little girl who has to remember what she has to buy, and her mom will be happy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But this is the era. Let's see. Could you temper what you're talking about? Which I could temper, but I know what you're talking. Oh, yeah. It's not Utah-based Utah Magoo. That's not.
Was there a part of the story where you had to leave or replace plums or buy plums?
Oh, there it is. Okay, he's not blind. He can't read. That's what it is.
Okay, little old man who couldn't read.
Yeah, the little old man who could not read. There's a Kindle edition and a hardcover still. That's the book. Oh my gosh, the memories are flooding.
Look at that. Yeah.
That's what it was. So he went to buy stuff and he couldn't tell what it said. So he just grabbed whatever looked right shape-wise. It's a great little book.
It's funny. Once there was a little old man who could not read. He just never wanted to learn. His wife went to the store and bought the food, but the little old man stayed home and made beautiful toys out of wood.
Yeah, this is somebody you'd probably
shame. One day,
his
wife decided to go on a visit. You will need to go to the store, she said. Get a can of soup and a big can of spaghetti sauce and some spaghetti.
Yeah, this is it.
And then she kissed the old man and left. And, oh, nope, get to, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And like all of the letters on the products are like in weird foreign Klingon text.
Yeah, he can't read it. And you, and so you
he bought
at home,
a middle-sized can. It looked like the cans of soup his wife brought home. He bought a long box that looked like a spaghetti box and a big can that looked like a spaghetti sauce can.
Yep, this is it.
And that's as much as Amazon is going to let me look inside before buying the book.
Yep, I used to love that book because I just remember thinking that guy's so dumb. How dumb is that guy?
It's kind of like a see what happens if you don't learn how to read.
I think that was the lesson. I think even at the end, he was like, she helps him learn how to read at the end or something.
Because, right, it's not like he's dumb. He just, the first thing in the book, he says he just chose not to. He decided he didn't need to learn how to read.
Yeah. I love that. All right. Well, thanks for the walk down memory lane, everybody. It's enough of the stuff. Hopefully she gets her dog food replaced with real gifts again and has her own Christmas miracle in the meantime. Kidding. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Steven Schleicher will be here. We're going to do a little end-of-year comic recommendations.
Love it. Ooh. Love this idea.
Yeah, so stick around for that. We're going to eat some more Japanese crap later. We got stuff to do still, so stick around after this song. But, Brian, we have to have the song before we can stick around.
Sure. We're going to Connecticut for this one. A Connecticut punk band called American Thrills. They've just signed with Wiretap Records, and they've premiered their brand-new song, which is called Alive and Well. This single just came out, so excited to play this for you. They opened for Hamden, Connecticut band Piebald, and then released a four-way split with Tired Radio, Nightmares for a Week, and Neck Scars, where they contributed the track Blue Collar. Anyway, their debut EP came out last year, and they had another EP that came out earlier in 2020, but they've just joined Wiretap Records. Here's their brand-new song, Alive and Well.
Things that I enjoy also is reading. I keep up with the current bestsellers. I'm a 25-year subscriber to both Playboy and the New Yorker magazine.
Yes, indeed. Plenty of paperwork before you arrive at the final results, such as this air conditioning unit.
Wolfman's got cards. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back, everybody. That song once again was
Once again, that was American Thrills by the band. I'm sorry, the American Thrills is the band. That was the song Alive and Well by the band American Thrills. By the way, at sometime in the next week or two, actually, it's already up there. You can go to Quick TMS. So we have quicksack.li, right, for all the film sack stats and stuff. There's now a new site called Quick TMS.li.
What?
And on there, you're going to find our recommendals and the songs that we play on the show with links to where you can get the songs and check out the video or the movies we watch, etc.
That's awesome.
Yes, quicktms.li.
Oh, yeah, look at this. Yeah, I can see them right here. Oh, songs and recommendals. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Okay. I did not know this was... I guess I saw a link and didn't click it. But I guess this is done.
I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress.
Work in progress.
Work in progress. I'm trying to make it easy enough that Iceworm can manage the songs, Randy can manage the recommendals, Amy might be able to manage her read this segments, and I can just take a nap.
Yeah, that's my plan. Yeah, you can do nothing. You can just go lean back and go, I was the brain that made this happen.
Exactly. I set this all up. You run with it from here.
Do the work for me.
Stephen Schleicher. Stephen Schleicher.
Hey, look who it is. It's America's sweetheart. It's Stephen Schleicher from majorspoilers.com. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
I'm walking around the house with a blindfold on because I don't want to look outside.
Yeah, oh, my Lord.
Better you don't.
Yeah. Why? What's wrong with outside? Oh, because the bird box.
Bird box.
Yeah. Well, we know.
Sweetheart.
It's a callback, Scott.
All bad things start in Hayes, Kansas. That's what we know. Hey, welcome back. It's good to have you here. And you know, it's weird. We were supposed to have day before Christmas Eve, straight through today, was supposed to originally be nothing but snow, white Christmas, all of that. Man, did they move the goalposts on that. It's like no snow outside. It's cold, but there's shit. There's nothing. It's just dirty and gross and overcast. And here we are.
Stop talking about haze.
Look, haze is haze is trouble. Hazy life. All right. Hey, speaking of haze, it's been a haze. This whole year's been hard. Everybody's like, oh, man, I must have missed out on a bunch of comics and stuff. And I'll bet Steven. Oh, I was going to tell you before you tell me this. I'm seeing Spider-Man today. I forgot to tell you guys.
What?
Oh, really?
Breaking.
I almost broke yesterday. I was like, man, I want to see this movie so bad. I'm like, nope, sorry.
I have a reason.
Nope, not going to go to
it's
a stinky
like
theater.
Boycotting, protesting. I mean,
here's the reason why.
Safety, but
here's the reason why. So, my buddy Darren, I was talking about. I could not think of anything to get this dude for Christmas because he's like us. He's a nerd and has what he wants already. And it's like, what are you even going to do? I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? We're going to pick a time where no one's in that damn theater, and we're going to go and lock in a time and watch that thing, and I'm going to take him and his wife and Kim with us, and that's going to be his gift. So that's what we're doing. We're going. We're seeing it today at like 3, and so Spider-Man, that's all.
Cool.
Yep, it's here.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what you think of it.
I'm very excited.
Only 22 days before you hit your Loki deadline.
Yeah, I know, right? I better haul ass.
Well, is there anything that he can't see? Like, or not can't see? I don't think so.
No. Let's see. You've already watched Black Widow, right? Did you already watch Black Widow?
I saw Black Widow,
Did you watch What If?
Yes, I watched What If.
Okay, then you should be okay.
I should be okay? Yeah. No other... Did you watch the last Spider-Man movie before
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness? He needs to watch everything before then.
Although, you know, this third movie was really teased back in the second movie with old Fishbowl Head talking.
Oh, right.
Yes, it totally was.
And I did see that, so I'm
Have you seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which still, even though I haven't seen this third movie, is still the best Spider-Man movie ever made?
I've seen that movie 3 times, so I'm good.
Only 3?
Yeah, only 3. I'd love to do more.
How many times have you watched Parasite?
Zero. What's the round number? It's 0, right? 0.
It's a very round number.
It's almost negative.
No Way Home is the best live action Spider-Man movie ever released. And I'm not 100% sure where I'd put it compared to Into the Spider-Verse. They're so different that it's hard for me to rank them together, but
they share a little seat.
Share a little seat.
Yeah, got them sitting on, you know, what do you call
side
that?
Side by side, totally fine. Yep,
yeah. Exactly. They're edging on the seat. Wait, that's something else. All right.
That's something totally different. Oh, no.
I learned that recently. All right. Hey, so let's get to it. There's always some comics during the year where I'm like, oh, I should read that. And then I forget it happened. And then there's so many more that you forget and forget and forget. You got a nice little list here of of stuff.
Yeah, some of these I've mentioned before, and I know, Scott, you've at least read one of these. The hit, The Human Target is definitely one. This is from DC Comics. This is Tom King and Greg Smallwood on this series. Really beautiful art in this thing. Mm-hmm. But this is the story. It's, I believe it's a 12-issue maxi series where Christopher Chance, who goes out and disguises himself as other people if they've got a hit taken out on them, accidentally consumes a poison intended for Lex Luthor, and now in his final days before he dies, he has to figure out who done it.
Yeah.
And if that sounds a lot like the movie DOA, it most certainly is exactly like DOA.
Mm. And, so, this is an old series, right? This is like a rebirth of an old series, I think.
Yeah, of an old character. Yeah, Christopher Chance is an old Silver Age character.
Okay. So you weren't kidding about the art, by the way. The art is so like Art Deco 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. I love it.
You had a chance to read it. What'd you think?
I really liked it. It's very, it's weird because on the one hand, it's very noir and visually so. And then you are suddenly also dealing with some mainstream DC pulp heroes. Mm-hmm. And it's not a bad thing. It's just kind of jarring. It's like, oh, yeah, right. We're in the DC universe here. We're not. You know, as soon as Lex Luthor shows up toward the end of that issue, I was like, okay, right. Okay, sure. And by the way, that is such an iconic shot of him that I showed the frame to my daughter. I said, who do you think this is? Because it didn't say anywhere. She goes, well, it's Lex Luthor. I'm like, of course it is. That's how iconic it is. It just looks great. It's an amazing visual journey, and I liked it a lot. But I've only read the first issue. Is the second even out? It may be.
Second issue is out. Third issue is out this week. So you can read all three issues before the end of the year and see if you can figure out who done it. Now, he does. The interesting thing is he thinks it's a Justice League member, and it's the Bwahaha era of the Justice League. So you've got Martian Manhunter, Red Rocket, or Rocket Red. I forget which way his name is. Probably not Red Rocket.
I hope it's not Red really Rocket. Weird.
It's a whole different thing.
Red Rocket, Red
Booster
Rocket.
Booster and Beetle, Fire and Ice, all those characters are going to show up in the series. So issue three out today.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, that's what Tom, he was
actually
tweeting
tomorrow.
About.
Tomorrow.
Tom King, right?
Yeah, Tom King. Yeah. Speaking of Tom King,
yeah,
let's continue on some of that Tom King love with Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow.
Oh,
I've talked about this a couple of times this year. Tom King, notorious for taking other properties and seeing how he can retell that story inside of comic books. Last one was DOA. This one is True Grit. So Supergirl, grown up, she's kind of bitter at the world. She's on another planet getting drunk because she can't get drunk on Earth. And a little girl comes up and says, hey, I need your help in seeking vengeance against these people that killed my family. And Supergirl's like, yeah, sure, why not? Mm. And so they go off on a big multi-planet spanning tale of revenge and death. And the art by Bilquis Evely, she's a Brazilian artist, is just amazing. She is one of my favorite new artists ever since I saw her do a little piece with the Legion of Superheroes about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Again, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. I want to say like the first 6 issues are out of that one.
Yeah.
So you can get pretty far into that story. So if you like True Grit and you like some superhero characters, here you go.
Yeah. It's a nice long issue too. The first issue is 32 pages. That's long for a new comic. That's good.
Yeah.
And the price,
I think, I don't know if every issue is 32 pages. The series, the issues are $4.99 a piece, which is a little high in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think they are throwing in those extra pages to account for the price.
Yeah. And if you're a DC Infinite subscriber like I am, and you're okay waiting 3 months, or is it 90 days, or they changed that? I think it's 90 days.
I think it's still 90 days.
Yeah, they were originally six months or a year or something. And
unless, of course, the movie doesn't make at least $50 million in the box office, then they can release it in 15 days.
Yeah, and they'll do that sometimes. Anyway, so you may be able to stick around for that. All right, definitely on my list. Tell me about The Good Asian. What is this?
So The Good Asian is one that I've mentioned before. This is a story set in the 1930s, about kind of America's first Asian detective. At the time, it was impossible for Asians to rise up in rank on the police force. But the title character is actually made a detective in Hawaii. So when he comes to San Francisco to solve a murder and to find a missing person, he not only has to deal with racism, he has to deal with his adoptive family, which is white. And then, of course, he has to deal with that struggle of, you know, kind of walking the line between his Asian culture and the white culture in a super racist 1930s Chinatown, San Francisco. It is really good. Mm. It shows how complex things can be. The character in The Good Asian is kind of, I put that in quotes, kind of based on the character, the real life person who ended up being portrayed as Charlie Chan in the books and the movie. So there was a real life person that this character is based on. It's not this character, but it's based on that character.
Okay, interesting. I didn't know that was the case. I thought Charlie Chan was just a straight up, like, here's a stereotype and we're going to make him solve crimes. And
yeah, he's based on the first Asian detective in Hawaii. And I forget his name off the top of my head. But yeah, it's fascinating. It is a page turner. It is noir mystery. It's good. The Good Asian. You can get that from Image Comics.
Nice. The real guy's name was Charles Chanman. Was his real name?
Yes, I'm sure that's what it was, Scott.
Totally was. Yes.
All right. I like me some Ed Brubaker a whole lot. I also like Sean Phillips, so I'd probably like Reckless. Tell me why I'd like Reckless.
Oh man, Reckless is this series, and again, I've talked about this before. This is a series that very much reads like Remo the Destroyer. It reads a lot like the, you know, the pulp novels that you may have read growing up in the 60s and 70s. You know, just these guys that are out for revenge. This one also has a big mix of mystery involved. So Reckless is this guy, Ethan Reckless. He went to jail. He's out and he's kind of doing odd jobs, solving problems for people if he can do it. Sometimes it means that he has to go beat up people. Other times it may mean that he is trying to figure out a murder mystery or who done it. There are three books out so far. Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips, when we went into lockdown in 2020, were like, you know what? We're kind of done with doing single issue series, right? We're, you know, one issue after another. Instead, we're going to release things direct to what we call direct to trade. And so they came up with this character, Reckless, and they've released them about every 3 months. The next one, I believe, comes out in March. If you love Sean Phillips' art, this stuff is going to just be like a masterpiece. And quite honestly, I think that this is the peak of the Ed Brubaker, Sean Phillips comic creations. And that's saying a lot considering that they've done Criminal. They've done, you know, so much other stuff through the years. This is kind of that pulpy late 70s, early 80s revenge mystery kind of series that is super easy to get into.
Yeah, it looks super easy to get into. Very 70s pulp stuff going on.
Yeah,
here.
It's told via kind of flashback. So this is Ethan when he's much older saying, oh, so back in the day this happened, and he tells the story, and each book advances the timeline. So we know that he's getting older as the story in each volume. The city of Los Angeles is getting older and the world around him is changing. And so he's also having to kind of deal with that. If anyone remembers from last year, I recommended Pulp. That's, I think, kind of where they figured out that, oh, we can do these kinds of tales with Reckless. And so that's where that came from.
That's really cool. All right. I'm definitely checking that one out. And then there's something called Die.
Yeah. So this is really cool. This is from Kieran Gillen and Stephanie Hans. This is Kieran Gillen's. He loves tabletop RPGs and he loves the history of tabletop RPGs. In fact, the Die series from Image Comics actually spawned him or encouraged him to create an RPG based on his comic book series.
That's cool.
So there are 20 issues in the series. Okay. Very much like a 20-sided die.
Yeah.
And this tells the story of a bunch of kids who, when they were younger playing an RPG game, got sucked into a world that is very different than anything you've ever seen. In fact, for those of you who really kind of want some insight of what the series is about, each issue is kind of a metaphor for the history of tabletop gaming. So the very first one takes place kind of like during World War One, and it feels very much like the old army type campaigns that people would have with their little figures and moving them X number of inches, etc. Mm-hmm. So there's that in there, which kind of led to Dungeons and Dragons and all the other RPGs. So every issue kind of expands upon that and gives you that this weird history of role-playing games. So it's dark, it's moody, there's some scary stuff in there, so it's probably not for the youngest kids. But, you know, I like the description. It's goth Jumanji. All so right. if you're in for that, then go check out Die, also from Image Comics.
Okay. Goth Jumanji.
Yeah.
Goth with a G.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my head around that concept.
Yeah. I mean, it's dark. So I give you a little bit of a spoiler on the series. Most of the kids came back. One of them stayed behind or got stuck behind, and there's some vengeance going on.
Oh, all right. I like some good vengeance. I'm down.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, we get a little mainstream. There's a lot of indie there. But now let's talk about Amazing Spider-Man from Marvel Comics. Why is this year so good? What's going on?
Brian, who is the greatest Amazing Spider-Man of all time? Yes, you're right. Of course, it's Ben Reilly, Spider-Man.
You mean the Scarlet Spider Ben Reilly with the blue hoodie with the sleeves torn off?
Yes, and the clone of Peter Parker, or is he the real version of Peter Parker? Who knows?
The friend in a jaunty, angular way. Yes.
Huh. Yeah, so he's, you know, after his adventures, 30 years ago, however long it's been, 40 years ago. Yeah. You know, he's back in the Marvel Universe. Turns out that Peter Parker, probably about, I want to say like somewhere around 10 issues ago of this series, inhaled a toxin, so he's been out of commission. And at the same time, because of that silly copyright and trademark stuff, the Beyond Corporation has taken the Spider-Man logo and name and given it to Ben Reilly to step up and be the Spider-Man while Peter Parker is out. It is really kind of fun because we're bouncing around between a Ben Reilly story, Peter Parker in the hospital story, which is kind of a nice flip from Aunt May always being in the hospital. And then we got the Daughters of the Dragon are also working for the Beyond Corporation, and they're starting to suss out, there's something not right with this company. And so the last 10 or so issues have been really fun Spider-Man stuff, dealing with Ben Reilly and Peter and the Daughters of the Dragon and this Beyond Corporation. So
nice. I can't remember the last time I read anything in that Amazing Spider-Man series.
So far behind, yeah.
So much of it, though. Too. I guess if you've got Unlimited, it's probably pretty quick.
If you've got Unlimited, definitely catch up on this. In fact, if you only know that Peter Parker is in the hospital because he inhaled a venomous toxin, check out Amazing Spider-Man number 82. It came out last week. It feels like they're channeling with the main villain. It feels like they're channeling the Fluke Man from X-Files.
Okay.
Cool.
And like so that. It's a kind of a, I thought for a Christmas time issue, I thought it was kind of a scary issue. And it's really cool because Peter is still woozy from the effects of being almost killed. Yeah. And he really can't do anything while this creature is going around killing people in the hospital.
Now, these Daughters of the Dragon are not related to Fin Fang Foom or Captain Plum.
No, this is Colleen. What is it? Colleen Wing. Wing.
Yeah.
And what's her face? The other one with the iron arm.
Misty Knight.
Yes,
Misty Knight. One of those convenient comic names.
Both featured in Netflix's Luke Cage and Iron Fist series. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
I must not admit. I guess I never watched Iron Fist. Or not Iron Fist.
And
yeah, Iron Fist.
Neither did anybody else.
No, but it's good. It's
Brian
worth,
liked
it's
it.
Worth a watch. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It certainly wasn't my favorite of the Netflix series, but I actually enjoyed it. And listen, Jessica Henwick, who played Colleen Wing in that series, needs her own series and needs to be introduced in the MCU and needs to be part of everything because she is fantastic. I'll watch her do anything.
Well, as we have seen in two recent Marvel releases, they certainly are recognizing that the Netflix series exists. So it would not surprise me if we don't see more of these characters move over into the Marvel universe proper.
Dangerous water you're traveling in there.
I don't think so. Somebody was just asking me a little bit ago if I had seen the ending of Hawkeye, and yes, I have. So
yeah, I have questions about that final episode that I won't bring up here. But
can you dance around it?
Yeah, I can dance around. There's an off screen shooting.
Yes,
that happens.
And remember, unless you see it happen on screen.
It probably didn't happen.
That person is probably not dead.
Okay.
Right.
All
exactly.
Right. Fair enough.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, that seems. There was the sound of a falling. Well, I don't want to get into it. But there was a sound that they were trying to imply that perhaps somebody took a dirt nap, but maybe not.
That particular person took an arrow to the chest and kept moving. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that was awesome. All right. The final episode tried to cram too much into one episode, but I still really loved that season, that whole thing. The whole series was great. I really liked it.
I thought it was rather boring.
Really? Yeah. I loved it. It's one of my favorite things.
It's just
things.
Like, wow. It's like, I really feel like they could have crammed. What, how many episodes was it?
Six episodes.
I think they could have crammed it into four episodes, and it would have been a lot more action and a lot more impactful instead
See,
of
I
a
think
lot
that,
of...
that final episode needed two more episodes to flesh itself out. So if anything, maybe, I think it needed more time, but I really, really liked it. So who knows? Well, all right then. Kate Bishop, yourselves right down to the Netflix store and grab yourself a copy. No, that wasn't on there. Disney Plus is what I meant to say.
The Netflix store.
You know, the Netflix store where you buy all your movies. Hey, Steven, this is great. I love this end of year stuff because there's all sorts of stuff I missed in here and I'm excited to read them all. New year ahead of you for major spoilers. Anything you want to hint at or talk about or do?
Yes. In fact, today, this is something that I failed at last year because I got really sick, if you guys remember.
I do remember that.
This morning at 5:30 a.m., I completed my final challenge for my Apple health thing. You know, every month they're like, hey, here's your challenge. Go out and do this many minutes of exercise 30 times a day or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so I have completed every single month for 2021.
Damn.
That's a lot of goal setting. And I kind of like the way that Apple does this in how they try to make it a game for you to do. Can you do better this time than next time?
Yeah, the game of
fun. Not this Friday. Next Friday, January 7th. Finally, Friday is coming back. It had to go away because my son was in swimming and Friday was the only day that we could do it. It's coming back next week. One Brian Ibbett is going to come on and he's going to talk about
gamifying
the system, your life, whatever it is.
That's a great idea.
I'm very much looking forward to this because I have so many questions about, you know, how do you make this work? How does it not work or work? What are some rules? How can people set this up in their lives? And so Brian and I are going to run through that in a very fast 30 minutes over on the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/majorspoilers.
Awesome.
That's next Friday at 4:30 p.m. Central Time, 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time, of course, the only time zone that matters, at least to Brian and Scott.
Yeah, well, you know, what else? Are there other time zones? This is the first I'm hearing of that. Awesome. Well, may your central time zone become, you know, better than just the mediocre place it holds in our hearts now. And may your year be fantastic. I know some other cool stuff happening coming down the rope, so you guys keep your eyes on that. It's Steven Schleicher, everybody, majorspoilers.com. Steven, have a happy new year.
Yeah, don't get drunk and stay hydrated, everybody.
That's a good idea. Yeah, drink all you want, I guess, but then drink
water.
Don't
get drunk, period, but stay hydrated.
Oh, right.
Don't get drunk and stay hydrated.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Both of those.
Yeah, that'd be a bad headline. Anyway, be safe. We'll see you soon. Happy New Year. Bye now. All righty, Brian. We've come to the point of the show where we're going to eat some Japanese things. Yes. We didn't decide ahead of time, so we got to...
Take this. It's for you. It's food.
I feel like maybe something salty and then something sweet, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So, obviously we'll do a Kit Kat. How about this wasabi sticks looking thing?
It's a red
green
one?
Bag.
Oh.
Oh.
Not that? Hold on.
No, but...
I'd go either way. I don't know what these red things are. They look like beets or something?
Yeah, maybe. I mean... Looks like it says Hari Kari on the bottom right. Oh, that's just Kari Kari.
Double suicide.
I don't know what that is. Let's do the, how about the green bag? Because that definitely looks salty and spicy, wasabi looking thing.
Yeah, let's do the green bag. I like that.
A flavor of Kit Kat.
Let's see here. How do you feel about... I want to try this one that doesn't show us anything. It's just got a white label on it.
Yeah, all right.
Yellow, kind of a banana yellow, so maybe there's, you know, banana. But it literally just says some kind of Japanese text. What is that? There's like a little poo or something on the on there. Here, look, chat.
This guy right there. All right, cool.
Whatever that little ring and turd
is. It's a match. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know what it is.
Huh.
I don't like it.
Oh, it's like it's a dish with something on it.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, it's like a little cake. Like a little
cake.
Okay. It blends into the yellow in the background. All right. So we'll do the wasabi deal first.
Yeah.
Opening this up here.
Pud. It's pud flavored.
Thanks again to Tara in Japan for these amazing snacks.
Oh, she's awesome. And she's been following up with me to let me know, like, the Angry Pig snacks, What did she say about those? She actually did have an update on those.
I hope she didn't say, I hope Scott doesn't eat all of those two snacks, that and the squid things, because I did. I ate them all of them. I ate those squids that day. I was done by the time my day ended.
Oh, she was actually glad to hear that it hit the spot for you, the squids. Okinawa black sugar is locally grown, unrefined sugar, and is more dark brown than actually black. What you looked up is sanding sugar, Scott, for baking and stuff, which is just dyed black.
Oh.
Sanding sugar, you can find many colors. But Okinawans grow sugarcane locally, and all the gift shops have various snacks and candies for sale with that black sugar.
Got it. I thought... it was like squid ink or something. I had no idea.
Right, no. Nope. Oh, this smells really good.
Yeah, this smells all right.
Like wasabi fry sticks or something.
Yeah, let's see what we got.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
I'm eating all those.
Yeah, this will be gone.
Yeah.
And I can't tell. There's no way to figure out how many calories this whole bag is, so guess I'm eating it.
You can do you want to do a translation on that front and see what
it
says?
Let's see what it says. Yep.
Because we got Kalbi at the top, but...
That's just the company, I think.
Yeah, that's just the brand.
All right. Let's see what...
What does Google Translate say?
Has to say.
Yep. Sometimes it's drunk and we have to send her home.
Wasabi soy sauce flavor. It's a mess. Start later. And hold on.
That's good advice.
Yes, let me see if I can get it to freeze on that text.
It's a mess. Start later.
I love it when I freeze frame on the perfect... there you go. I'm sending this to you.
Okay. Text?
Via text, yeah. Scott Johnson, send and go.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on screen and let everybody enjoy... It's translation of the two labels.
All right, what do we got here? Wasabi birthday oil taste. I'm sick afterwards. Really? What? What the frick?
Fantastic.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know what to make of that. That's
wasabi
awesome.
Wasabi birthday oil taste.
Yeah, wasabi birthday oil. My favorite taste. I'm sick afterwards. All right, let's chase it down with this little yellow unit.
Yeah.
It's a Kit Kat. Japanese Kit Kat's renowned for their quality.
Sort of like maybe a cheesecake or something on the front of it.
Are these getting shorter? Is it just me?
Yeah, well, or am I getting longer? No, I think they're getting shorter.
They are getting shorter. All right, here we go.
Ooh.
Okay.
There is nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
What am I getting out of that? Like a what's that thing you put on fire for a second? The dessert?
Yeah, like a creme brulee.
Yeah, creme brulee. Is that what brulee means? To put on fire? to set your creme
the brulee,
on fire.
The brulee does. Yes, I think it does mean to.
Oh, flan. Yeah,
flan. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is, and that little cake. Icon is what they show. So now it makes sense. That's a flan-flavored flim-flam. Mm-mm. All right. Good selections today.
Yeah. I'll just confirm pudding is the flavor.
Oh, it's like a like a flan pudding.
Custard pudding fragrance.
Yeah. Played keyboard for them.
Exactly.
They were kind of new agey.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Thank you once again, Tara. We'll continue to work our way through this stuff as the days go on. A quick reminder, we'll be back tomorrow with all sorts of good times to be had on the show.
Right. I may need to talk to you about Wednesday because I just realized I might have a conflict.
Oh, no. What's going on? You got something hot coming up?
We'll talk after. No, it's a trip that we need to take to see somebody that we needs to be seen.
Ah, gotcha. All right. Nice and vague.
About it after the show.
Yeah. That's nice and vague. I like it. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll let you guys know. But for Tuesday, for sure, we'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll have all the fun that we have on Tuesdays, I guess. I don't know if Bill's back. He might be. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
We'll definitely have Bobby though. Bobby's got nothing else going on. He'll be around.
Nope.
Well, I just realized we have two. We technically have two Bobs on Tuesdays.
No, because Bill is a Robert. Or Bill is a William. Not a Robert.
Oh, yeah, right. Bill. What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Roberts, not Williams. A Robert is a Bob. A William is a Bill.
Wait. Yeah, you, okay. Yep. Yep. You are 100% correct. In my head, though, they were not. It was all wrong. All right. If you like this show, and I know many of you do, because a lot of you already support us, but we'd love more over at patreon.com/TMS. Still time to get in on the December. But if not, new month coming, new year coming, and it would be great to have all of you amongst us here on the show. Patreon.com/TMS. There are lots of things you can get. Commercial-free episodes every day with bonus content and weekly TMS PM episodes. A quick note, though, programming note. This week's a little different. Normal week of shows, maybe not Wednesday, we'll see after I talk to Brian. But normal stuff up through Thursday. And then instead of a PM on Friday, we're going to do a public for everybody version of that kind of show on the 31st at 1:30 PM. We're part of a collective doing charity drive that day. And we'll have more details for you in the next couple of days. But that's right now planned for 1:30 Mountain Time on the 31st as we bring in the new year. And we have some country where it's New Year's right when we record.
So oh, right. Yeah, so we'll get to announce. We'll actually get to say whose New Year it is.
Yeah. So like Brian, when Tom Merritt does his, he's doing a bit as well. Some other people in our friends list are all doing stuff. And they all have a certain country where it will be midnight when they start. And that will be true of us. So I'm not sure where it is, though. I forget. But we'll find out. Anyway, nice. That's this week coming up on the 31st, which I guess is Friday, right? Friday.
Correct.
Friday?
Yes.
Friday?
Correct. And then I'm going to go to a Mammoth game that night.
Oh, that's mammothly wonderful to hear. All right, that's it. Frogpants.com/TMS for all your other needs. TheMorningStream@gmail.com. If you're trying to email us, that'd be great, too. Let's get out of here with a song selection from the vast, varied, and delightful library of Brian Ibbett.
It really is. It is a really, it's such a huge,
huge,
huge, huge library. Huge. This one is really just a straight up request for, not tied to a birthday or anything. Let me pull it up here because when I quit out of everything, I had to move it over here. This is going out to... this is me stalling to get the information because there we go.
Sure.
Jay, who goes by eFink G4 in the chat and everywhere else, says, "Hey guys, I love this ska version of She by the Mad Caddies. You can play this one whenever. I usually listen in my car on the way to work with my little Shiba Inu pup, Lucy, and we sing together. Aw. Keep up the great work. Can't believe you guys have been in my ears since those Burning Crusade days. Love yas, XOXOX.
Wow, 2007.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy pants. Yeah. I wasn't on those episodes on the Burning Crusade. I came on a couple times to the instance, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, did I miss I might have missed you, Stephanie. Well, there's tomorrow.
Well, that's why we did all the spit stuff and gross stuff today, was to make up for it, Stephanie. That was the reason.
That's right, exactly. All right, this is a cover of Green Day's She, covered here by the Mad Caddies.
She screams in silence, a silent riot penetrating through her mind. Waiting for a sign to smash the silence with a brick of self-control. Are you locked up in a world that's been planned out for you? Are you feeling like a social tool without a use? Well, sweet at me until my ears bleed, and I'm taking heat just for you. She's figured out all her doubts were someone else's point of view. Waking up this time the silence with a brick of self-control. Are you locked up in a world that's been planned out for you? Are you feeling like a social tool?
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I like fried chicken.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.